for staying on top of Brewers news. It looks like the final, gosh, they were tied. Mm-hmm. Gosh, they almost made it. It ended 4-5. The Detroit won. That's unfortunate. We have Dom Cotroneo. He joins us, our Brewers insider, with the very latest. Dom, were you watching?
I was working, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see you sitting there, so I thought that maybe you weren't at the game. But, yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, I work all the games from home. But, I mean, the whole point is, yeah, it was a really frustrating game, I think, for the Brewers. You look at a team that clawed back against the best pitcher on the planet in Tarek Skubal. They briefly had the lead, and then what's supposed to be one of their best features, their bullpen, loses another game. That's been the story of the last 10 to 15 days, is that, yeah, the Brewers are doing fine, surviving without the big bats of Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn, but suddenly this bullpen has been leaking oil, and the sooner they can get to the bottom of that, the better, because quite frankly, this team cannot succeed with the way that the bullpen has been playing lately.
I will say, though, Dom, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted, but there were some things, especially after those first few innings, seemed to work against a guy like Skubal that maybe you can compartmentalize when the Brewers take on the Pirates and Paul Skeens coming up.
Yeah, I think the Brewers, it's ironic that they actually feel better about facing Skeens than they do Skubal, because they had previously no success against Tarek Skubal, whereas tomorrow against Skeens, they're actually like the only team that has really solved the riddle that is Paul Skeens, right? And I think that what the Brewers are really starting to understand, really ever since breaking that 6-game losing streak, is not to be shy with the small ball, not to be shy with the bunts, the singles, the putting the
ball
in
play. There
were
a lot of
bunts
today.
That can work for a week or so. Yeah, exactly. That can work for a week or so. But now, in their last 8 games, the Brewers have only hit one homer. Now, that is not sustainable, and they need to get the ball back over the fence here sooner as opposed to later.
Okay, let's talk about injuries. How's Quinn Priester doing?
Quinn Priester had his first rehab start last night. It did not go well, but essentially he is restarting his spring training, right? Whenever we talk about spring training and starting pitchers getting 5, even 6 times that they get out to a mound, it's going to be a long rehab process for Quinn Priester as he essentially starts his offseason over and restarts spring training. So he only didn't get out of the first inning. He only threw 29 pitches, did not pitch well, but results do not matter in rehab outings. It's just about getting his pitch count up. He has at least 3 more outings before we even consider him coming back to the big league rotation.
Something else was curious, Dom. Actually, a pretty scary situation down in the minors for the Crew. Our shortstop prospect, Luis Peña, who is currently in single A with the Timber Rattlers, he had to go to the hospital after overheating in the dugout. That game was called early. Have you ever seen anything like that happen?
A scary situation. It was in Fort Wayne too. So road team dugout, you know, you have your trainer tending to him, but you have to communicate to get the cart out there, eventually get to the ambulance. A very scary situation. The Brewers commenting on it early this morning that Peña has been discharged from the hospital. He had a great play even right before all of that went down too. So, you know, everyone is susceptible to making sure you're hydrated, get your electrolytes, stay balanced with, you know, heat and everything, but I think the Brewers are very grateful that Luis is okay. He is certainly, you know, aside from being a top prospect in the Brewers organization, he's a talented and just bright individual, someone really fun to be around. And it certainly would scare folks in the dugout to see one of your top players, your starting shortstop, fall and freak out. So luckily, it sounds like everybody is okay. I do not expect him in the lineup today for the Timber Rattlers, but it seems like the Brewers are happy with the way that he's able to recover and be, you know, moving forward.
Okay, so looking ahead to the next series, what do the Brewers need to do?
Win.
win, baby.
The thought for this Pirates series coming up is they are certainly better than they were last year and even the last couple of years. Pirates have made some additions to their offense. Paul Skeens is starting this rotation, and the Brewers, you know, making history these 2 days, facing the Cy Young Award winner, the award given to the best pitcher in baseball in each respective league each year. They're facing him on back-to-back starts, which normally is almost impossible to happen. So they have their work cut out for them against Skeens tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is the Brewers' offense, in addition to the bullpen like I opened with, but the offense, we can like small ball all we want, but you still need to have a little bit more sustained offense like we saw on Tuesday night when they scored 12 runs. You're not expecting 12, but somewhere, you know, where you can get the doubles, get the homers, mix in the small ball with the long ball, and good things tend to happen.
He is your Brewers insider and host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thank you.
Thank you, guys.